Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll continue to get ready for Election Day, November 5th, by focusing on the candidates in the 91st Assembly District. And also, we'll hear from Miss Wisconsin. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. As this program airs on this Sunday night on both WWIB and WOGO Radio, the Election Day, November 5th, is now just 37 days away, with early voting just 23 days away on October 22nd. So tonight we shine the spotlight on the 91st Assembly District, which covers parts of Eau Claire, Trempealeau, and Dunn counties. It includes the western half of the city of Eau Claire, along with the city of Osseo and the villages of Oliva and Strom. And the 91st Assembly District now also will contain the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire campus. It's a district that's going to be more competitive than it was, but still said to lean Democratic. We'll hear from both candidates in that district, starting with Democratic incumbent Jody Emerson, as she spoke recently with Scott Rogers, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs, as we draw from the interviews he did and posted on the chamber's website. He begins by asking Emerson to tell a little bit about herself.
Born and raised in Eau Claire, proud graduate of Memorial High School and Eau Claire Public Schools. My husband Julian and I raised our family here. We now are empty nesters, but new grandparents, actually. So that's the fun and exciting thing in our lives, a little boy and a little girl. So we're having a lot of fun spoiling them right now. So.
All right. Well, you first ran for legislature in 2018 and you want to continue. So why have you decided to run for re-election?
You know, I think that there's a lot of things that my to-do list is left undone. But bigger than that, for me, running for office is just another step in public service. With our girls growing up here, both my husband and I have always been really, really involved in whatever they do. PTA, Girl Scouts, soccer, band association. I've been involved in our neighborhood association and other things like that. And as the kids grew up, was looking for the next way that I could give back to my community. And I looked at this and said, I think this is the next step. So have been doing this, first took office in 2019. So
if the voters decide to send you back to Madison come January, there'll be a new session, a state budget to be considered. What are some of the personal priorities you would have in the legislature come January?
Yeah, I think this coming session, we're going to see a lot of different faces in the chamber. A lot of people have stepped back and retired. So there's going to be a big learning curve for a lot of folks. With the new maps, I think we're going to see a different makeup of the legislature as well. And so I'm hoping to not only continue the work that I have done on housing and public education, especially the higher education piece, but I think one of the first things that I would like to get through that I hear all the time is protecting women's health and reproductive rights. On the doors all the time, I'm hearing about how we need to make sure that that is solid here in Wisconsin. I think that is a top priority. It's not just a Democratic priority. It's a top priority of a lot of women, that making sure that people have access to the health care that they need to protect themselves is critically important. I think we also need to obviously work a lot on health care in general in the Chippewa Valley. We certainly have seen a lot of problems this calendar year because of the closing of hospitals and clinics, and trying to set the stage for the comeback that we need with that.
So when we look at state government, what is its role in having a strong economy here in the Chippewa Valley?
Yeah, I think there's a certain base level that government needs to do to make sure that the community is something that people want to live and work in. You know, when we look at people who are looking to either get a job here or move elsewhere, why would they stay here? If they're elsewhere, why would they move here? You know, what kind of house can they have? Can they afford it? Can they find a house or an apartment? And is it affordable? I was proud that we passed $500 million in a revolving loan program this last session, for workforce and senior housing. And I think we need to build on that because, in particular, here in the Chippewa Valley, our inventory is really low for what's available. And so people, first of all, need a place to live. And so how can we help that? that. But then you also look at the other things that make life great. You know, what kind of schools do we have? What kind of extras are there? Are there good outdoor recreation areas? Are there, you know, good things to do after work? You don't want to have a life where you're just going to the office, going back home, going to the office, going back home. And so what is the recreation that we're doing here in the Chippewa Valley? And I think both Eau Claire and Altoona have had some really great things, putting new parks in, boardwalks, bike trails. We have all kinds of arts around, especially in the summer, all kinds of outdoor music to listen to, things like that. And I think that's what makes the Chippewa Valley a livable place. And that's where, you know, making sure that that base level is here. I think that's the role of government, not to necessarily say, you know, here's a $20,000 payment for moving to Eau Claire or something like that. That's not, I think, the role that we should be playing, but it's to make it so an area is a good place to live.
Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, speaking there with Scott Rogers of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce, one of the local assembly candidate sit-down interviews he's done recently. He also talked with Emerson's Republican opponent, a former TV anchorwoman, Michelle Magadance Skinner. And here's that conversation as he again begins by asking her to tell a little bit about herself.
Well, for people who are watching who are maybe a little older than younger, they may remember me in days of old because I used to sit in your chair and ask the questions of people. I'm the lady who came into your living room for 10 years during the evening and gave folks the news of the day. I was the main anchor at TV 13 from in the 80s through the early 90s. So I grew up on TV here in Eau Claire, my first job out of college. So people may remember the Magadance name. And I grew up in Eau Claire. This is my hometown. Mm-hmm. Magadance also, my dad was in insurance. So if you hear the name Magadance, and it's usually, you know, it's an unusual name, they're related. Now I'm since married, so now I'm a Skinner. So it's Magadance Skinner. So what should people know about me? Well, I was the lady on TV. This is my hometown. I love it, and I care a lot about it, and I want to keep it a good place to live. And I have gotten involved in the community, and I've been asked to do things, and so I'm stepping up to the plate. And for me, this is giving back to the community. The community gave me a lot when I was on air. And I grew up and I felt engaged. And people looked to me, trusted me. You got to have credibility when you're on the air. And I am returning some of the favor that they gave me, helping me grow up in this area and become a professional.
Well, let's move on to that. You started to talk about why you're doing what you're doing now. So why are you running for the legislature?
Because I was asked to. Pure and simple, it was not in my game plan. I'm already, like I said, I'm involved in the community. I live on Lake Altoona. Lake Altoona is in trouble. Nobody was doing anything about it, so I got on the lake board and I became chair. Now we're doing lots and lots of things to get things going, growing the momentum, getting people aware of what's going on, the problems, and getting money and technology and science to help solve some of the problems. And as a result, I got noticed by others in the community who said, Michelle, you ought to run for Eau Claire County Board. I hadn't thought about that either. Like, oh boy, here we go. But, you know, it brings the issues to a higher level of government. Once again, it's a great advantage for the community who not only use the lake, but who live around the lake. Okay, I'll do it. So I ran and I'm on the Eau Claire County Board. And then I got noticed again and said, Michelle, you're doing such a great job. You really ought to run for the 91st Assembly seat. And I said, can I even do that? I wasn't even sure. Can you hold two positions at once? Yes, there are many people in the state legislature who do, whether they serve on a town board. Some of them are mayors in their own city. So after some contemplation and thinking about it, because it's a big commitment, and can I do all this? Can I juggle it? I can. I will. And I'll do a great job.
All right. Well, let's talk about if you end up doing the job. So if the voters send you to Madison, what are some of the issues come January you would spend your time on?
one of the top issues that I hear all the time about as I'm knocking doors and meeting people. One is our local health crisis, if you will. The fact that we lost two hospitals, and we need to solve that. And I know the state legislature has started addressing it. It hasn't been solved. And the free market may help with that. When there's a need, usually somebody comes in and offers a service. So we need to address that right away. That's health care. Number two, I've been talking to people about homelessness. We've had it during our meetings with AIGS and Issues, and we've had a joint meeting between the Eau Claire City Council and the county board. I talked to Eau Claire Police Chief. He's a young guy, but when he first joined the force, he said there were two or three homeless people, and you knew them. Now we're dealing with 200 to 300, and that's a totally different ball game. And you talk to people and go, this isn't the town I grew up in. We need to figure out what we can do, and whether it's on the local level and on the state level and federal. I mean, it's going to take all of us working together. So that's another big issue that's out at the forefront. And the other thing that everybody talks about is prices. My goodness, you go to the grocery store, and I saw a woman pushing a cart, and she had two large jars of mayonnaise, and I went, I wonder which bank she's going to go to take a loan out on to buy the mayonnaise. The prices have just gone so far up. So we need to be fiscally responsible. And, you know, nobody has really talked about, you know, balanced budget. And I think we really need to be wise in how we spend our money rather than throwing money. Let's be wise, keep it in our pocket, and let's not drive ourselves over the cliff with inflation and other kinds of monetary problems. So though it was three right off the bat, immigration is out there, and when I talk to people, they say they don't believe it's really hit here yet. I mean, it may have, you know, they say every town now is a border town, and we're pretty far north. And even though we may not see it right now, it may not be visible, it'll be here. It'll be an issue that we need to address. So federal level mostly, but I'm sure the state will play some type of role also in that. So those are some of the top issues.
Republican 91st Assembly District candidate Michelle Magadan Skinner there with Scott Rogers of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, the 91st Assembly District covers parts of Eau Claire, Trempealeau, and Dunn counties. It includes the western half of the city of Eau Claire, along with the city of Osseo and the villages of Leva and Strum. It also contains the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus. Again, Election Day, just 37 days away, early voting in just 23 days from this live broadcast on this Sunday night, September 29th. Meanwhile, Miss Wisconsin Mandy Ginord was in Eau Claire last Saturday night at a fundraiser for the community table, and I had a chance to speak with the Beaver Dam native who won Miss Wisconsin back on June 22nd in Oshkosh.
So this is month number three for me, coming up on month number four on the job.
And how's it been?
Incredible. I have no complaints at all. I did my undergraduate degree out of school, or out of state, and so coming back to Wisconsin and being able to explore the state again, but this time as Miss Wisconsin, has been a really wonderful, just kind of a treat for me to indulge myself in. I mean, I love this state. It's where I was born and where I was raised, and so I'm so thankful to have that opportunity.
What brings you to the community table fundraiser tonight?
Yes, so one of the things as Miss Wisconsin is that people can book me for appearances, to come and appear at events, fundraisers, whatever it may be. And so the community table actually booked me and has been booking Miss Wisconsin for years and years and years. And It's also just a great organization, goes for a great cause, providing food for people who may not necessarily have that chance if it weren't for the community table. So I'm very thankful to be here today.
So what did you major in college?
I did a triple major. I did dance, political science, and communication studies, and then I was on the pre-law track. Graduated with two bachelor degrees from the University of Alabama, summa cum laude, top 10% of my class. All thanks to the Miss America opportunity, I did that completely debt-free.
So who did you cheer for in the Alabama-Wisconsin game?
See, I was so nervous because Alabama is always number one in my heart, but I'm Wisconsin born and raised, but I was an Alabama fan, and I will be through and through.
So then people know about Miss Wisconsin, so then does that lead to Miss America pageant?
It does, yes. So they just gave us the dates for the Miss America pageant in August, so it will be over New Year's. I will head down to Miss America Christmas night, actually, and then the finals night will be January 6th in Orlando.
And do you have a topic or a cause that's your...
I do. Yes. So my initiative, Community Service Initiative, I guess is the correct title. But my initiative is called Connecting Lives, Adoption Resources and Advocacy. When you take the first letter of each one of those words, you end up with the name Clara, which is the name of my niece who was adopted 2 years ago. So it's inspired by her wanting to just make sure that all types of families have the resources and access to adopt a child if they want to. Hmm.
So do you have a significant other?
I do, yes, I do. We've been together since high school. He's been very wonderful, very supportive of all of this.
So is the idea of becoming Miss Wisconsin intimidating, or it's just...
No, not at all. His family's actually coming to Miss America, his entire family. They've been incredibly, incredibly supportive of me in this entire journey. They remember when I was involved in the teen program, and I think they are a family, too, who knows that it's more than just wearing a crown and sash. Like I said, I went to the University of Alabama, graduated debt-free. I actually gained over $170,000 from Miss America alone. And that is not an easy task by any means, but one that I am so thankful for. But they've been a part of that entire journey. They've watched me grow throughout it, and so they understand the importance it holds in my life.
You mean, just so I understand, you got $170,000 by just being
yes.
Miss Wisconsin?
So I'll explain that a little more. So I did the teen program. I was Miss Wisconsin's Outstanding Teen in 2018. And through that program, there's a partnership with the University of Alabama. In that partnership, if you win a state title, whether it's Wisconsin, Alaska, Arizona, whatever it may be, you're awarded a full tuition scholarship to the University of Alabama. With all of my degrees and all the classes I took, I ended up basically racking up $170,000 worth of classes that, thanks to the partnership, I didn't have to pay for. I mean, it's incredible, and the incredible work it does for women.
Terrific. Well, congratulations, and we wish you the best.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Ginord, and my conversation with her this past Saturday, 8 days ago, at a fundraiser for the Community Table in Eau Claire. That'll do it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. We began by hearing from the candidates in the 91st Assembly District that covers parts of Eau Claire, Trumbull, and Dunn counties, including the western half of the city of Eau Claire, along with the city of Osseo and the villages of Oliva and Strum. Hearing from the Democratic incumbent there, Jody Emerson, and her Republican challenger, Michelle Magadance Skinner. Thanks to Scott Rogers, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce, for his interviews and for allowing us to use those on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. They've got lots of other candidate interviews at that chamber website. Check that out. And also hearing from Miss Wisconsin, Mandy Ginord as well, of Beaver Dam, who was elected Miss Wisconsin back in June 22nd, and now on to Miss America. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Ellison.